going to talk a little ballet today. Usually in our Broadway in Chicago interviews or our theater interviews, we talk musicals. Today we're going to talk ballet.
Excellent.
And you have an event coming up Sunday, May 22nd in Bolingbrook. Tell us what this is.
Sure. We're going to do a program that really represents the quintessence of classical ballet. I have a school which has operated for at least 30 years, and we've had a tremendous success rate with many of the students going on to huge professional careers with American Ballet Theatre, New York City Ballet, the Royal Ballet, Zurich Ballet. And so we combine these upper-level students with professionals, and we're, the first ballet, we're taking a compilation of music by the Russian composer Minkus, and I renamed it, just called it Minkus Variations.
Okay.
And it captures the flavor and the essence of the period, so it's very good for them for training, and plus it's lovely music. And then we share the studio. We're home to a Chinese dance group called Tone Gain Dance Troupe. Mm-hmm. And the artistic director, Cecilia Wei, was trained in China in truly traditional classical Chinese dance. And they're going to perform in the middle section, a lovely work. And then we're going to end, which really is the quintessential classical ballet, Act Two, Swan Lake.
Oh,
and our principals are marvelous. We have a ballerina who was a principal with the Bolshoi in Moscow. And she's danced for me because I've choreographed many productions at Lyric Opera.
Yeah, several hundred. you've choreographed more than, 200 opera ballets and over 300 ballets throughout your career.
All over the world, yeah. At Lyric, it's been 70.
Oh, just 70?
And, okay. Yeah. But
I say that tongue-in-cheek, of course.
And it's funny. Sometimes they count a production like Aida, and they say, well, you did one Aida. But if it's a different production,
right,
it's completely different choreography.
Completely.
And you're working with a different stage director and different concepts, and everything's changed.
You're the founder and director of the Chicago Festival Ballet and, of course, the Von Heidecke Dance Center. And I want to ask you, you know, ballet, when you think ballet, and in particularly Russia and Europe, it's very, very big. Do you think it's kind of lost or making a resurgence now in America?
I'm a little afraid. Sometimes I think it's, you know, going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because seasons back when I danced, you know, we danced a 50-week contract.
Right.
And now major companies like Joffrey and American Ballet Theatre are lucky if they have, you know, half of that or 35 weeks, you know.
It's so intense. I mean, it is one of the most intense dances, I think, anyway, right? Physically.
Truly.
And mentally, and you put your body
asymmetrically.
Exactly.
And it's a very deceptively difficult art form. Years ago, a book was compiled by professors of major universities such as Yale and Princeton, Harvard,
mm-hmm.
and the book was called The Ultimate Athlete, and they discussed basketball, football, swimmers, and their conclusion was the classical ballet dancer was the ultimate athlete based upon agility, stretch, strength, and multiple things. And I don't think a lot of people realize how difficult it is.
I think you're absolutely right. We see, and you mentioned Swan Lake as well. Let's talk about the traditional ballet. You referenced Russia as well. The traditional ballet, how does that differ from, say, the ballets of today that we see with more modern interpretation?
Yeah, some of them are very contemporary, yeah. And the port-de-bras, which is the carriage of the upper body, choreographers take a lot of freedom and just do totally different head and arms that has nothing to do with the original aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really, truly reasons to keep that in your training, even if you're going to move far away from it to create something new. The dancer should be well-versed, just like a concert pianist who's going to play some improvisational jazz
mm-hmm.
should be a trained musician in classical music so that they have that knowledge and ability to do whatever they want.
Right. My goddaughter is 4, and she's going to ballet camp
this
summer. And her mother was a little concerned. She said, is she too young to start ballet? I said, I don't know. I'm going to ask an expert. What age would be too young, or what would be the perfect age? Because you want to start when you're young, I assume.
Yes, although at 4 is really called pre-ballet.
Okay. Don't tell her that. She thinks she's a ballerina already.
right. And ballerina is like a title in,
exactly.
in the, like an admiral in the Navy.
Yes.
But 3 to 6, it should be fun, a little bit of ballet, but you don't want to force the 90-degree turnout.
Uh-huh.
And mostly they should be introduced to the classical music and rhythm. And that helps them. You help them nurture the desire to want to dance.
People have heard your name. Your name is synonymous with ballet. And I just was going through some of the facts and said, oh, yeah, I remember this. In 96, you choreographed the U.S. Olympics gymnastics team. Mm-hmm. And a then senator, Senator Obama, I believe, his daughters were in a production of The Nutcracker in 2007 when he was Senator Obama.
Right.
How
at
cool
the Harris
is that?
Theater. Yes.
That kind of makes you smile. That's a nice shot in the arm.
Yes. And I didn't know who he was at the time. And a stagehand said, are Obama's daughters in your show? And I thought, Obama.
Right.
And, you know, I'm living in this other world with late rehearsal nights, so I don't see the news.
Uh-huh.
And I asked someone else, and they said, oh, that's familiar. And at the end of the show, Maria Tallchief was there, and I brought her up on stage. I announced her to the audience first, and then there were maybe 100 dancers on stage at the Harris, and they were applauding her with an ovation that lasted 5 minutes. And they stood there just in awe at the end, staring at her, and she said, well, Kenneth, can we go now? And we started to walk, and we heard a commotion, and the usher said, Obama wants to meet you. I thought, well, I'm going to find out who he is. And Maria told me, that's the newly appointed senator.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, my gosh, 2 of his daughters are in the show.
Uh-huh.
And he took her hand and said, it's such a, indeed a great honor to meet you. And she bowed her head humbly, and as he walked away, she said, you know, that man may very well become the president of the United States. And he wasn't running. It was like she was psychic.
That's incredible.
It was really
incredible. So do you look back and think, huh, I met him when?
Yeah, yeah.
And his daughters, obviously, they were part of the production.
And you know, when Maria said it, I believed her completely.
That's wonderful. Well, let's talk about your upcoming performance as well. This is going to be amazing. Paquita, you talked about the Chinese dance troupe that you're having as well. Do you bring everybody together to train here, or do they train in their respective homes?
They train in, at my studio,
okay.
But in their respective art form
okay.
separately.
And then you bring everybody together for the performance.
Yes. So there'll be 3 segments of the program. The Minkus Variations, which has music from Paquita and La Bayadere. And then we have an intermission. And then we have the Tone Gain Orient Dance, Chinese Dance Troupe. And then an intermission. And we're doing Act 2, Swan Lake, with a little bit of Act 1 so the audience can follow the story a little bit better of the premise of it. And I failed to mention that the boy partnering her was a soloist with the Royal Ballet of Flanders. And so it's a fantastic cast. And
you have a wonderful cast
and
a wonderful director in you. That's at Bolingbrook High School Auditorium. That's on Sunday, May 22nd at 3 o'clock. Tickets are now on sale. So get out and see it. Thank you for all that you bring to ballet and to dance and to Chicago. And I think this is something I think you would agree that everybody could come and see.
Sure.
Parents, children of all ages.
Well, I always get a kick out of when people see real classical ballet, men walking out of the theater that don't know who I am, turning to their girlfriends and wives saying, wow, I didn't know it was like that. You could bring me to the ballet anytime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that just makes me feel like elated that, oh, we're doing our job. We're helping bring it to newcomers.
It is. It's interesting that you say that, because I remember the first time I saw The Nutcracker, I was very young at the ballet. I think it was the Joffrey. And I walked out and I thought, wow. I mean, that is a treat to see the ballet.
Yes.
So
it really
thank
is.
You for all you bring, and thank you for all you've done. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.